Perhaps I shouldn't reveal what my kryptonite is, but once I let you know what my weakness is, you will understand why I describe the book I'm about to tell you as beautiful, captivating, and addictive. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridrelli, writer, blogger, and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. Okay, let's get right to the point. My biggest fear is undoubtedly blood, and that is why I avoid books with bloody themes like The Plug. The fact that I don't like these kind of books is not a personal choice, but when I read a book in which blood plays a predominant role or the descriptions are too vivid, I feel physically sick to the point of feeling dizzy and experiencing a general feeling of discomfort. As a personal challenge, I decided to face my kryptonite and read one of these bloody books. And what was my big surprise? I liked the book I chose so much that I didn't feel the usual discomfort. Every time I got to the scenes that were too intense or graphic, I stopped reading, drank a glass of sugar water, waited 5 minutes for the uneasiness to pass, and continued reading. Do you want to know what book I'm talking about? Keep listening to this episode. Whether you are a human or vampire, the rules of survival are the same. Never trust, never give up, and always protect your heart. Always. Oriya is a human and the adopted daughter of the vampire king of the Nocturnes, who also grew up in a world designed to kill humans. So she has only one way to stop being a prey: enter the Kejari, the legendary tournament organized by Nyaxia, the goddess of death herself. Emerging victorious from the fierce challenge between the three vampire houses will not be easy, and Oriya will be forced to form an alliance with a mysterious rival, Rain, a ruthless vampire, infallible assassin, and enemy of the crown, and her most powerful adversary. Everything about him exhausts danger. But what truly scares Oriya is the strange attraction she feels for Rain. But in Nexus' world, there is no room for emotions. The war for the Nocturne's crown erupts within weeks of Kejari, shattering everything Oriya thought she knew about the place where she grew up. And Rain seems to understand her feelings like no one else. But in a realm where nothing is more deadly than love, what is brewing between them could be the young human's undoing. The Serpent and the Wings of Night is the first book of the trilogy written by Carissa Broadbent. As I said in the introduction, it took me some extra effort to finish reading this novel, but the story was so captivating and emotional that my fondness for it overcame my physical weakness for this type of books. This is a fantasy book in the full extent of the word. That is, it includes all the elements that define this genre. However, in social media, I have come across a lot of comments and videos in which its authors consider that this story should actually be called as a romantasy. I'll stop for a moment here to explain for those of you who don't know what romantasy means. Romantasy is a fiction subgenre that combines romance and fantasy, which uses many of the elements and conventions of the chivalric romance genre. While I understand why people say that, I don't totally agree with them, because in this story the romance between the two main characters is certainly latent. But from my particular point of view, I think the theme around which the story revolves, the setting, the conspiracies between the main vampire houses, the battles between the characters, are much more predominant. The author has done an amazing job of balancing all the elements of this story, and I honestly don't feel safe labeling this novel as a romantasy. I am convinced that its place is definitely the fantasy genre. Although I almost fainted at least 10 times while reading this book, I can affirm that the fascinating and captivating nature of this story helped me to overcome my physical reactions to the subject of blood or bloody scenes. I think I am not wrong in saying that for those people who do not have this physical weakness or like this kind of stories, this book will be even more captivating than it was for me. So yes, this is a very, very highly recommended book. And since it's Halloween time, let me tell you that this book gives you, in addition to an excellent story, lots of great costume ideas. Not bad, right? Before I say goodbye, I'd like to remind you that I talk about books in more detail on my YouTube channel, and if you are interested in learning more about them, you can find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next week.